This is a case that's been in front of the International Trade Commission for several months. There are two manufacturing companies in the US, one is owned by a Chinese company, the other is owned by a German company, who have basically lodged a complaint and said that because of the low-cost modules and solar cells entering the country, they're unable to continue to manufacture and that they're going to go out of business. One of them has, in fact, gone out of business. So while they have, like, a point to make, you know, the amount of manufacturing jobs that they are providing does not compare to the many, many thousands of jobs connected to the installation industry in the U.S. Mm-hmm. The fact is we're installing way more solar here than we can produce domestically. Mm-hmm. So we really need product to come from overseas to be able to continue to install at the rates that we've been installing solar. And what the Trump administration ended up doing was not nearly as bad as the level of tariffs that these manufacturing companies wanted to impose. So in some respects, the outcome of this case, while it's not good for the industry, it's not as bad as it could have been.
Talk about the impacts.
The biggest impact is going to be to the utility scale market. When you add cost to the product, then they cannot then compete by selling their power at similar rates to, say, the natural gas plants. And so we were just at a point in this country where solar was really getting deployed more and more because we are able to sell at that same rate as natural gas. And so if now you have to spend a little more money on the product, you have to ask for a little more money for the energy. And so some of those projects are going to be on hold. But when we come to, like, the residential market and the commercial market, the module prices are not such a huge factor in those markets, and so there's going to be less of an impact there. Where it will impact is just certain emerging markets, such as, I believe, there's emerging markets in Utah. Nevada had a good market until some policy changes kind of wiped that out. That was just starting to come back. And I think it's not really just the impacts, but what does the timeline look like? I think because we knew this was happening, a lot of industry players have been able to safe harbor a lot of modules and cells. So there's actually a lot of product in the country right now, mm-hmm. which means that systems will be built as expected, at least through the first half of 2018. We're really going to start seeing impacts much more in the latter part of 2018 and into the next year.
Well, I guess I'm wondering, you know, you say that this will impact solar on a utility scale. And I'm thinking, okay, XL Energy, Holy Cross, certain towns that have purchased solar energy from large solar farms. What does that mean for the consumer?
If the consumer has already installed a system or purchased energy in an existing system, it really has no impact because this is really just impacting new capacity.
Okay.
The local utility solar arrays, we probably wouldn't really refer to them as utility scale because they're actually much smaller than, you know, what is typically utility scale. Utility scale tends to be 20 megawatts okay. or more. The ones that we're seeing in our area are what we would more call community scale, the kind of 2 megawatt to 5 megawatt mm-hmm. range. And in terms of the projects we already know about in development, because they've already been in development, they've been anticipating that this tariff mm-hmm. was going to happen. And so I don't think that they will be derailed by this tariff. I wonder how community scale projects will fare next year when mm-hmm. modules cost more.
Critics say that this is sort of a sap to the oil and gas industry that will allow oil and gas to continue on a large scale and for solar to kind of fall behind. What are your thoughts on that?
In my mind, it's a bit like trying to close the stable door after the horse has already bolted. Yes, it's going to have some short-term impacts. I mean, 20,000 people will probably lose their jobs in the solar industry in the coming couple years. And we're not going to be able to install as much capacity as we thought we would in the next couple of years. But in the scheme of things, it's not going to slow progress towards renewables.
You seem pretty confident that this is just a sort of a blip. But at the same time, you say there's going to be pretty big impacts, loss of 20,000 jobs.
Yeah, I have to agree that, you know, obviously the job losses are a big impact. And the fact that we're slowing down our progress towards installing renewables is certainly very disappointing to me on a personal level. But, you know, to be clear, the solar industry has been the subject of many, many policy decisions through the years that kind of impact our ability to do business, and sometimes the environment is better than at other times. And so probably the reason, you know, we tend to take a longer view is because of our experience with, you know, just market disruptions throughout, and yet we still see that the solar industry is growing. So industry analysts are saying that, you know, we are going to have reduced deployment of solar because of this, and that probably about 7.6 gigawatts of capacity that would have been installed will not be installed. Mm. Now, that's actually equal to the entire amount of solar that was installed in 2015, wow, which is not very long ago. But again, when you look at the exponential growth curve and you see how much that curve is going up, we're still going to install a lot of solar in 2018 and 2019 because we're way beyond where we were at in 2015. I also think there's a lot of opportunities here for overseas manufacturers to reduce the cost of their panels through their manufacturing processes, which is happening continuously. I think that some of the manufacturers and suppliers will also try to absorb some of the cost of the increased modules and cells so that it's not all falling on the installation companies. And you know, the market disruption already happened. It happened several months ago when we knew this was coming, and module prices have been higher than they were just several months ago for quite a while. And so we're already operating in this new environment. And we actually, as a local solar company, see a lot of potential through 2018 for solar installations, and we're hiring.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about this issue, Catherine Rushton?
Well, it's just really disappointing to see our government just not provide any leadership on this. I feel for the people that are going to lose their jobs, and I hope that this is really just a temporary disruption. But in the scheme of things, I do feel very positive that the solar industry will be able to weather this and that we will continue and that this energy transition will happen.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.